Hello and welcome. My name is Cassie and I am a staff member in the graduate school at Grand Valley State University. If you are a current graduate student concerned with a policy or an interested graduate student who has a question about a particular policy, this podcast will outline exception to policy requests and how to submit a petition. The Associate Vice Provost for the graduate school, Dr. Jeffrey Pottinger, is responsible for reviewing and final approval or denial of petitions for exception to the graduate student policies. Support from the student's academic advisor, graduate program director, or dean of the college where the program resides is needed for the associate vice provost to approve exceptions. Students must complete the appropriate petition for exception form as provided on the graduate school webpage, www.gvsu.edu/gs/forms-library-31.htm, and submit all materials to the graduate school via email. Here are examples of when a petition is required to be submitted. If you are unsure of what program to enroll in, Grand Valley policy allows graduate students to take a maximum of 12 graduate credit hours without being admitted to a specific graduate program. Once the student gains admission to the graduate program, any credit hours beyond the limit must be granted an exception to the policy to be counted toward the degree. The student seeking this exception should contact their academic advisor to initiate the petition for exception. All courses to be counted for a master's degree at Grand Valley must be completed within 8 years. This time limit is a way of ensuring the student's validity and currency of knowledge at the time of graduation. However, sometimes completing a program may take longer than originally planned. A petition for exception to the 8-year time limit to degree completion must be submitted, otherwise the student will be required to repeat the course or take an approved substitute if unable to demonstrate currency. The start date for the 8-year time limit begins with the first course taken toward the degree planned program. For students following a voluntary absence of 2 or more consecutive semesters or sessions, a petition to return form must be submitted. Graduate students are reminded that following a voluntary absence of 24 consecutive months, they must follow the Grand Valley State University undergraduate and graduate catalog requirements in effect at the time of their return to Grand Valley. If you wish to return to Grand Valley following an academic dismissal for failure to maintain a 3.0 GPA, a written appeal must be submitted in addition to the petition to return form to the dean of the appropriate division. You must provide a statement that explains factors that led to the low GPA and a plan of study that would permit you to overcome the low GPA. This plan must be approved by the graduate director in the program into which you seek to gain admission. You will not be granted admission into the program until the GPA is raised. Suggested methods to improve your GPA include repeating courses, taking fewer courses than previously attempted, working closely with professors, regularly meeting with your academic advisor, ensuring all prerequisites are fulfilled, and refraining from taking advanced courses too early in the program. You may take more than one semester to raise your GPA to a 3.0, particularly if you have reduced your semester course load. This should be included in the plan of study and approved by your advisor, the graduate director of the program, and the associate vice provost for the graduate school. If you wish to change to a different program within Grand Valley, you must submit a new application for the new program. No additional application fee is required, and you do not need to submit duplicate copies of official transcripts already on file. If there are other graduate academic policies you are seeking to appeal, a petition for exception form must be submitted. Again, support from your academic advisor, graduate program director, or dean of the college where the program resides is needed for the associate vice provost to approve exceptions. To view all available petition forms, please visit www.gvsu.edu/gs/forms-library-31.htm. If you have any questions about exception to policy requests, how to submit a petition, or anything related to your graduate education, please visit our website at www.gvsu.edu/gs or contact the graduate school at gradschool@gvsu.edu. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed this podcast.